cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back. Okay, two quick announcements. January 12th, which is Friday at 7 p.m., Tactical Civics. There's going to be a Tactical Civics meeting at the Ransom Sage Farm. That's the Ransom Sage Farm at 505 Center Street in Chardon, Ohio. And then this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 1478 Sperry Road. We're going to be showing you a video. Now, we have a class. It's the Bible and current events. And this is really what we've been telling people here. Joe, do you remember about 15 years ago we said we have some things to tell people that we can't really tell you the whole thing because they're not ready? For little by little, we started talking about what was happening with the pedophilia within the Democratic Communist Party. We started talking about how child sex trafficking. Well, all of that now that we've been able to really bring it all out shows you the United States, this country, our government, under the Obama Biden crime cartel, is the world's largest conveyor of sex trafficking, child sex trafficking. The Biden administration is the world's largest sex trafficker. Okay, now, we're going to be showing, Lord's willing, this film called The Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. We're going to show probably the first hour of it, okay, this coming Sunday, folks. And you really want to see this. It's very, very important, and it deals with Epstein, all of those involved with Orgy Island, the things that NBC, ABC, CBS are told, make sure the people never find out. Make sure they never find out what we're doing here, okay? But we've been bringing this stuff out little by little, the names, the places, and so in Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we will be doing it because we're, you know, we... A church of total non-compromise. We are a complete activist church. We believe in serving God to the utmost, and we believe in standing against evil to the utmost. So that'll be at 4 p.m. this coming Sunday. And with that, Joe, go ahead and take it away.
All right. There are two or three events that are breaking worldwide. North Korea came out, and they have what's called the DMZ between the North and the South. North Korea has been firing artillery barrages into the buffer zone. They're doing combat drills. They fired missiles and artillery and warned South Korea that Kim Jong-un came out and said he is not concerned with avoiding an armed conflict with South Korea. He said this on the state media, and he referred to the Southern...
Joe, let me just stop you for a minute here. Let me tell you what he's actually saying. Here's what he is saying. He is saying, look, Joe Obama Biden, we want some of that money. Just like you gave to Iran, we want $10 billion. And so if you want me to be a good boy, Joe, we want you to do what you've been doing and give us some of that American taxpayer dollars. That's what he's saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the South Koreans are responding by firing back to the, you know, buffer zones of their own to show they're not going to listen to the bluff. But I point this out. Here we have Austin out of the chain of command. Nobody knew where he was, what was going on. If there had been a missile strike, something had happened, the chain of command was broken, and it would have been a disaster. Now, two, Sweden. The civil defense minister came out this is 10 January, warned Sweden that the country could soon face the prospect of war and is urging the citizens to join voluntary defense organizations in preparation for a potentially armed conflict. Karl Oskar Volin is calling the ordinary citizens to ask themselves, who are you if war comes? And he's saying, we've had a wonderful, been at peace for 210 years, but he's saying the world is changing, it's getting dangerous. I'm paraphrasing, there could be war in Sweden, and because of what Russia's doing. And he said the current state of the world, rising tensions between East and West, necessitated a response at all levels to ensure Swedish society will be prepared for a future conflict. Now, it's a long article, pages long. I'm giving you the drift. Then down in South America, Ecuador is at war. The government is fighting drug gangs. I've got a big article from the Daily Mail. One of their big reporters was down there looking at the cause of all the drugs that are flooding into London. They're also going to the U.S. And the president down there had declared war. And I think most people have seen the shocking pictures of a bunch of armed people going in, taking over a television station right during a program. And they're talking about people are being killed, the war's going on. And actually, according to several people, they're not sure who's going to win, the government or the drug gangs.
Okay, Joe, let me stop you now. Joe, let me stop you for a minute, Joe. So this is exactly why Obama Biden has been bringing in all of these terrorists. He's been bringing in terrorists, Chinese nationals, young soldiers. They've been bringing them in, in plain clothes. They're coming in. All of the drug cartels. Obama Biden has been bringing all of these people in. They've got to. If that's what they're going to do, if they're going to burn down, they won't go into the secular stations because their government, their Democratic Communist Party owned, like NBC, ABC, CBS, but to try to eliminate others, like the Christian radio stations, like Salem and that.
Like the one we're on, exactly.
Right, that's exactly what they've been preparing for, okay?
A warning to the world. Now, there's one last story. Britain, one of the British warships there in the Red Sea, had 18 drones fired at this British warship by the Houthis. They shot down 7 out of the 18. The Brits are mad, and the headlines read, Britain on brink of launching airstrikes on Yemen bases after Houthis fire biggest drone blitz at Royal Navy warship. The defense secretary vowed that there will be consequences. So everywhere in the world, because of Biden's weakness, because of his pacifism and lack of, courage to take a stand. He's allowed the enemy all over the world. They see him as weak, and what are they doing? Taking advantage of the United States' weakness, the trouble with our military, and like you said, our biggest danger now are potentially millions of those military-age people from all over the world in America. We don't know who they are, where they are, how well-trained they are. And we are in a...
Joe, I know we keep referring to that as weakness, but it's not. It's intentional. It's intentional. If you can get wars going all over the place, and you can get stretched out, especially China can make a move against Taiwan and not expect to have any retaliation at all from any of Taiwan's allies. And this is what they're preparing to do here. Remember who owns the Biden crime cartel? Who owns the Biden?
Who owns China?
China,
Joe?
You're right. They own the... So all of those things are happening, but we expect them. You know, there's a little part in the Bible in several places that talks about wars and rumors of wars. When you
exactly.
see these things... Now, did you notice, Joe, that when Trump was in office, we didn't have any wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm hoping the people remember that. When we had a strong man in office, this did not happen. When we have an appeaser in office, look what happened all around the world.
Weakness will get you into war 100 times quicker than strength, huh?
And it's proven by what history? You can go back and look at military history all the way back to Sparta. Wars are started because of weakness.
Right. All righty. Okay. Well, we're going to play a clip here on this. What is happening? Some strange things are happening, okay? I noticed some strange things a couple of times, you know, over the last decade or so. I've been noticing that it's snowing out. But the problem is, Joe, it's snowing out, but it's like 39 degrees. It's not supposed to be snowing at 39 degrees, okay? I noticed some other things that a strange consistency in some of the snows when we were making snowballs. A fella said, let me show you something. This is really weird. So made a snowball, and he took his butane lighter, and he put that lighter up to the snowball, and it wasn't melting. Like regular snow, man, that when that flame would hit, it would instantly turn to water. But this thing, it was almost like a not a wax, but like a plastic type of snow. It was strange. And you wondered, what is going on here? Well, maybe we're going to find out here. Maybe the health ranger has got a little insight on this. So let's take a look at this polar thing that is heading our way. Go ahead.
You, Mike, thank you for your voice on so many fronts, and especially the climate engineering operations above our heads, which there is no place to hide from.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with every more extreme event, people are waking up to the fact that these are being manipulated, that the technology exists. It's in the U.S. Patent Office. You've documented it, weather modification. It used to be considered a fringe conspiracy theory. Now it's just everyday news about what's happening in Dubai, for example. So what do you think is happening with this big Arctic blast situation that's unfolding right now for North America?
Well, it's interesting they put labels on these engineered storms like that. The Arctic blast straight out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico. And they pushed this moisture, they manipulated up the eastern seaboard, wrap it around a counterclockwise spinning low pressure zone, chemically nucleating it the entire way. And as you get further along in this process, you have the ice storm transition zone between the warm flow of Gulf of Mexico moisture and eventually what ends up being various forms of frozen material falling from the sky, chemically nucleated. And this frozen material, Mike, is falling at ever higher temperatures above freezing. It starts falling at far above freezing temperatures. Have you noticed that?
No. How is that possible?
Well, that's a good question. The Weather Channel is going to climate engineering cover-up actors like those at the Weather Channel are going to great length to trying to explain this away. But now they're routinely showing snow starting at 38, 39 degrees, sometimes 40 degrees or above. We typically see this here in our part of California when they're nucleating over us, and they are right now as well. So as this process continues, if they continue the chemical ice nucleating cloud seeding operations, the surface temperatures do drop, sometimes precipitously, depending on how much of this they apply and how long they apply it for. But if any of your listeners are watching Weather Channel or other climate engineering cover-up agencies, they're seeing this now routine listing of snow beginning to fall at far above freezing temperatures. So again, they should question this. The laws of physics have not changed, but we know from chemical ice nucleating patents that they can nucleate ice at temperatures of 10, 12, 14 degrees above freezing. And this is a very elaborate science, if you will, chemical ice nucleation. And people think it's always a given. It happens at 32 degrees. I'd encourage them to think of their first aid kit, Mike, with a chemical cold pack in it. I know you know what those are, and you can sit on a shelf at room temperature for decades. When you mix those chemicals together, you have ice instantaneously. They're
That's
doing
true.
This on an unimaginably massive scale into cloud moisture right now.
Okay, so they can induce then all the hazards on the ground that come with extra ice and extra snow. But what about this cold blast? Now, we're told that this Arctic air that's entering North America at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit is blasting down from the Northwest all the way across the Midwest and the North Midwest. And it's even going to reach Texas and Louisiana, apparently, in a few days. And we're told that these temperatures will be, in some areas, a relative minus 58 degrees compared to the normal average for this time of year. And that's in, I think, Wyoming and in Oregon, it's going to be like minus 30 or 35 compared to normal. Those are relative temperatures. But they tell us there's some kind of like high pressure warm spot over the North Pole or something that's causing this. I don't know. It never seems to make any sense. What do you think is happening?
This is a complex scenario. As far as the cold air goes, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. Yes, they're pushing cold air south, but cold air, a surface layer that they have helped to create by placing an ionosphere heater-induced high-pressure dome over the west and forcing much of the Pacific moisture clockwise up and around that dome. Then it ends up in Alaska and circulating again clockwise around that. They're chemically nucleating it the whole way. They have created a pool of surface cold air in parts of BC and parts of central Canada. They're pushing that south, combining that with a warm flow of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. Again, and that's circulating around a counterclockwise rotating low pressure zone where they're chemically nucleating it. And again, it's extremely obvious. If your listeners are watching Weather Channel, for example, they go to great length with many CGI diagrams to try to explain away why it's snowing on the surface at 40 degrees. And it's becoming ever more ridiculous as they try to cover the tracks of the climate engineers.
So Dane, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is windy.com right now today. I just want to bring this up so you could comment on it. It's kind of what you're talking about. This warm.
Now, in this particular case, on this particular scenario, okay, what you're seeing there, and that's a great diagram to show. You don't have any organized moisture coming into the west. What you have is a very heavily nucleated drifting mass of moisture. You have it scattering. The frequency transmissions scatter that moisture over the widest possible area. That's part of solar radiation management, part of geoengineering. So what we end up with here in Northern California, Mike, is constant days of freezing, drizzle, drippy, no organized rain, no wind of anything to speak of here. And with the wind, it's either on or off. And in the heavily nucleated areas where they're sensationalizing these snowstorms, they definitely have the wind turned on. And they can do that by manipulating atmospheric pressure zones. So now what you see with these theaterized storms, Winter Storm Ember that just happened, Winter Storm Finn that's happening now, there is increasingly higher velocity surface straight line winds, which helps to augment the effectiveness of the endothermic reacting elements that are being seeded into the cloud moisture. So to simplify that, fire hosing moisture into the west and nucleating that to create a cool air pool on the surface, same thing in Canada. Combining those two with the flow of warm moisture from the record warm Gulf of Mexico, chemically nucleating that, and they're trying to create as many sensationalized headlines as they can. And this is important to understand, that as they're doing this to skew people's understanding of the true state of the climate, every single engineered cool down they create, Mike, comes at the cost of an even further damaged climate overall.
Wow. So it seems like this is a sort of weather terrorism. I mean, this is designed to achieve maximum destruction. Is crop destruction part of this goal?
Certainly. Certainly. And you mentioned earlier, Mike, at the hazards that this creates. So you see how many traffic accidents there are now. And certainly we would expect a snowy road to be slick. When you have surfactants in this mix, and we do, our lab testing has proven this again and again, surfactants, for those that don't know what that is, it's what makes soap. It changes the molecular tension of water molecules. So you end up with what is, in essence, soap-soaked snow. So people who think they knew how to drive on snow now don't. It's a very different composition. And that composition can change from region to region, depending on what they're seeding, depending on what the atmospheric conditions are, but it is very unlike normal, naturally nucleated snow. And we now see a tremendous amount of pileups. 100-car pileups are now routine because of this surfactant-soaked snow.
Okay, now, Dane, I want you to comment on this. Show my screen, guys, because I went to this website, ventusky.com, and I fast-forwarded it to the projection for this coming Sunday evening. Now, look at this, Dane. Look at this.
Okay, can you leave that on the screen?
Yeah, let's leave it on the screen. Go ahead.
Okay, you see on the upper left,
yep,
you see a clockwise rotation of that moisture coming back
over
into
here.
BC. You have some coastal deflection, but you see it rotating clockwise.
Yep.
And then you see the moisture coming back down into central Canada,
all
right
this.
By the U.S. border, that cool air pool. This is what is scheduled to keep in mind. So this is the scheduled weather, and you have some of the weather disseminating agencies, including VentaSky, may or may not have the latest updated script. That one looks updated because if you look at the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, long lead forecast, what they did show about 5 days ago was that massive cool zone to be over the western U.S. as well. They've changed that, and now they're centering it more over the middle of the country with an extreme departure from normal. What they show is the maximum of 7-level departure from normal surface temperatures in the central U.S. If they can achieve that, that would be about 35 degrees below average.
Yeah, again, this is crazy. We're talking about -5 Fahrenheit in Oklahoma City.
Again, this is if they can achieve this, and chemical ice nucleating operations certainly can achieve this. This is a shallow surface layer of cold. I want to stress that. This is not indicative of the overall atmospheric conditions.
Okay.
And for those, and Mike, I know you know this, how much the establishment, the matrix media, and all the so-called experts, climate so-called scientists, try to marginalize anybody who would suggest that they are engineering these winter weather events. When we've had mainstream media coverage of the Chinese scientists doing exactly this for decades, and coverage from Fox News, The Guardian, MSNBC, Reuters, BBC, I could go on and on. But yet, if you bring it up here in the U.S., suddenly it's some sort of fringe topic because they don't want people to realize the severity of what's being done to them.
Dane, let me ask you to comment on this, too. This is so go back to the map, guys. This Arctic blast that's projected here, it goes all the way to Houston, where the Gulf wind coming up here is only meeting that Arctic blast almost at the Gulf coastline of Texas. I mean, that's almost unheard of. How are they achieving? Yeah, go ahead.
If you saw the rotation there of the moisture flowing off the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Rotating around that high pressure zone that's off the U.S. East Coast. It's a clockwise rotation, pushing some of that moisture back up into the U.S. And what's happening right now with Winter Storm Finn moving up the eastern seaboard, the flow of moisture is so warm that I just saw the update about 30 minutes ago that they're predicting temperatures in parts of the Northeast, nighttime temperatures of 60 degrees and rain. That flow of moisture is so warm. So ask yourself, how can it possibly have gone from snow, which we just had with Winter Storm Ember. Now all that snow's melting. Now we have flooding because they're pushing so much warm moisture, they're not able to nucleate it fast enough to cool things down. So you're having that kind of extreme weather whiplash scenario. And Mike, if I could, while you have the screen there, if I could point out or remind your followers, and I know you remember the deep freeze in Texas 2 years ago, correct?
Yes. Yeah, February of 2021.
And you correctly pointed out that it's warmer in the Arctic right now than some of the places in the lower 48. So what did we have in 2021 when the Texas deep freeze occurred? We had temperatures below zero in Texas while it was 33 degrees warmer at the North Pole, same window of time.
That's crazy.
While parts of Florida at almost the same latitude were 85 degrees. Again, those type of extreme deviances, departures are not – that is not nature.
Okay. So let me ask you this, just on behalf of any skeptical viewers, especially the skeptical viewers that are concerned about so-called climate change. Surely somebody here is going to say, well, this is all the result of, you know, people burning fossil fuels. And that's all it is. Like, there's no conspiracy of anybody messing with the weather. There's no geoengineering. It's just people burning gas. And that causes all of this. What would you say to that kind of response?
If I can back up a bit on that, to 1998, and that's when the term climate change was implemented, because 1998 was the warmest year ever recorded up to that point in time, because none of the science data indicates you have would expect to have extreme anomalous weather whiplash, flash surface coolings with a warming world. None of the science said that until 1998, when they knew they were going to be utilizing this type of process, chemical ice nucleation, cloud seeding for engineering winter weather events. So they needed a term that would program much of the population to believe that these flash cool downs were somehow a part of global warming, which they are not. They are completely engineered, as you correctly stated. So we have a so-called environmental global warming community that refuses to acknowledge the single biggest piece in the equation, Mike. And until they do, anything they say is illegitimate. Bottom line is that there is no rational denial that this is going on, absolutely none. And the disdain we feel at geoengineeringwatch.org for all of those communities that continue to deny it is immense.
Alrighty, we are back. And this is, again, this is what you would expect them to say. It's got to do with fossil fuels. And unbelievable. This is not normal. This is not, the normal seasons that we have. And again, all of these things are, I think, clear signs of the end times. What do you think, Joe?
I think it just gets crazier out there every single day. We know that there are no such thing as fossil fuels. The coal and oil and things came from methane gas under heat and pressure. And the big oil companies long ago, the scientists, that's how they would, what they would look for to find, oil.
Remember those years ago, we had those geologists on the regular time. They would come on and they would talk. We would talk about this. And because, remember, the Democrats told us that a long, long time ago, what happened, a meteor came
millions
from outer
and millions
space.
And millions of years ago.
Yeah,
right?
And this meteor came from outer space, and it hit the Earth, which caused a freeze. It caused the Earth to go into a deep freeze. And while that was going on, all of these dinosaurs, they started marching, and then what they would do is they would die, and then one would die on top of the other, another would climb up on top of there and die, and another would climb. And they kept doing that until years later they turned into oil. Well, it's not exactly the truth. And so,
no, it wasn't even remotely close to the truth.
So we know that the Earth itself is what makes the oil, okay, and gas, natural gas. So, but again, how are you going to convince a liberal of that?
You can't really convince a liberal of much of anything. We've been trying to preach to them, tell them about God and about Jesus, and they don't want to see truth. So it doesn't surprise me.
It's, it's an amazing thing, yeah.
Well, he was one of those liberals, Whoopi Goldberg. I saw this and I had to laugh. She came out and said, President, if Trump wins, Trump would disappear journalists and gay folks. I'm going to talk to all you journalists. I'm going to take all the gay folks and I'm going to move you all around and disappear you. She said, this is what Trump's view of life is. And I was thinking, it's amazing because even today, isn't Rich Grinnell one of his big supporters, that director of national intelligence, one of the most important jobs in Trump's cabinet, and he was a gay man. And so they're saying he's going to disappear all the gay folks, according to Whoopi. So it just
no, God's going to do that. The Bible says, unless they repent, God's going to disappear them.
Right. God, well, I'm just...
He doesn't need any... You think he needs any help?
No, I don't think God needs any help.
So,
the craziness, the lies, the deception, just no matter what area it is, just gets...
Isn't Whoopi Cushion... Whoopi Cushion, she's the one that was boasting about how many abortions she had.
Right.
We talked about uncleanness and defilement yesterday. And the Bible was referring to in Deuteronomy 20, about verses 1 through 4, if you found uncleanness in this woman, boy, do you think you'd find a lot of uncleanness in Whoopi and Joyless Blowhard?
They come out and we don't have to look for it. They shout their sins on national television.
All righty, we'll be back right after this.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver, a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver one.
Alrighty, that was Esty Chrisman. She's gone, and she's got her mansion now. And I'm still waiting on mine, but that was Brian Park and yours truly, Old Pastor Ernie. And I like that song. What do you think, John? Or Joe?
Oh, John, yeah. It's beautiful. I will say this. If you want to sound good, you sing with an angel like that. You can't go wrong.
Alrighty. Would you like to sing something?
She sounded like an angel here, and I'm sure she's sounding pretty good in that heavenly choir right now.
Yep, absolutely. And we haven't heard anything from Style in all of this stuff. I mean, we don't even know what we're going to do with the weather, what it's going to be like. Style, what do you think?
I'm just waiting on Joe to sing still.
Oh, all righty. Okay, very good. All right, Joe, go ahead. I'll let you go with the next article. You ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm ready. Elon Musk came out, and I love this because he covered a story that I thought everybody needed to hear. If you haven't heard already, New York City school students were forced into remote learning today as their school was used to house migrants last night, Tuesday night. And Musk said, this is what happens when you run out of hotel rooms. Soon cities will run out of schools to vacate, and then they will come for your homes, Musk wrote on X. And as I read some of the words, I've got some, my wife has old school friends that are moving from California, and we've been helping them look for places. And one of the things that they were told where they lived, that if somebody came and pitched a tent in their yard and didn't have a home, that they couldn't force them to move because they had to have a place to be able to stay. And that was one of the reasons they decided they were going to flee. So I'm thinking, gee, Musk wasn't far off. You know, they'll come for your homes there. When you send these children in this school, very large school, a lot of them were people who came here the right way, who were immigrants, but immigrated legally, and their kids are being chased out of school for a couple of days so they can house these migrants. And I think this is a warning how desperate the big city governments are. They're going broke. They're going into debt. These migrants are coming, you know, 10, 12, 15,000 a day, more coming. And we are in a national crisis. This is an invasion. It should be treated like an act of war because that's what it is. It's an invasion. I call it an insurrection because this is what the Democrat Communist Party will try and use to take over the country. And all these illegals, and we already talked about the danger about all the terrorists and gang members and all these other people that came in these through the border, the ones that they weren't able to count or see, you know, gotaways, they call them. And I think Musk is coming out really strong. He said this is a disgrace, you know, prioritizing illegals over American students. And he's just warning everybody. This government is getting out of control, and I agree totally with him. We need to.
Hey, Joe, you know what's happening? Here's what's happening. You've got to take our borders back. There's a convoy that's going to take place, and that's starting on January 29th, and it's going to go through the 3rd of February, and they're calling people down to come and join at Eagle Pass in Texas, Tucson, Arizona, and San Diego, California. They're asking folks from all over the country to come and stand and protect our border because the Biden...
You mean like make a human wall just to stand there and say, no, you can't come in?
Right, to make a human wall.
Fabulous.
The 29th through the 3rd. Now, it's going to go on past that, but they've got these three places, Eagle Pass, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, and San Diego, California. That's where they're calling for that, for those. For people to come and stand with them.
Eagle Pass, Tucson, and what else?
San Diego.
San Diego, wow.
Yeah, and so I was down there on that border of San Diego where we went all along that wall that they had built there where Trump had built then, and they had one place open, just they left one place open, you know, where, of course, that's where the border guards were at. They were at the place was open and where everybody came. But anyhow,
is there a website or a phone number, any place we could get more information on that?
Yeah, just go to, let me see, take, hold it, I'll give you just one, takeourborderback.com, takeourborderback.com.
Takeourborderback.com.
Wow. Yeah.
That's good news. People want to know something to do. There's a lot of people in California, close to the border states, Texas, close to by. That would be a fabulous thing to do, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it would be.
You might be snowed in up there in Ohio from the sound of it with what's coming.
Yeah, right here where I'm at, we're supposed to get 12 inches on Saturday. And so... you know, that, you know, just the one day alone, so.
One day, and it could be several days of it, huh?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be that weird snow or whatever, okay? We just had a very strange day yesterday where the winds were blowing all day, And today it was kind of strange too, because like you said, what's been happening, we've had snow where it's, the snow is coming down like a blizzard, but it was like 38 degrees out. And you know, that didn't happen years ago. So
no, we didn't see it here in Missouri. We had snowflakes and rain mixed with rain, but it was right around that freezing mark, 32, 33, bouncing back and forth. And remember, temperature changes 3 degrees per 1,000 feet. So if it's snowing, 3 degrees difference, lower temperature at 1,000 feet where the clouds are, it starts to snow and then turns into water before it hits the warm ground.
Well, that's what it used to happen, Joe.
We still had that here in Missouri this past few days.
All right, very good. Smoking gun uncovered. Spike protein SARS-CoV blueprints revealed planned release of deadly COVID bioweapon. This is something that we've talked about years, going back all the way to 2019.
But they don't quit, do they?
No, months before the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic was officially announced in the world, in the early 2020, scientists in China were working on a synthetically engineered SARS-CoV bioweapon with an altered spike protein, the newly uncovered records. You know, we mentioned Wendy early in the program. Remember, we go all the way back to 2019. Wendy, before anybody had taken any shots at all, okay, she was here on the radio program, and she was talking about these new so-called vaccines that are not vaccines at all. But her point was because she had done a study where they did the research, and they used them on these laboratory animals, and every single animal had died. Every single animal had died. And this vaccine had never been tested on humans, and it wasn't a vaccine at all. We came out, we told people it was a bioweapon. This was used.
When the animals died, it didn't sound very good, like it wouldn't be very healthy for children and other living things, right?
Yeah. And so it says all of this took place in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, started in December of 2018, okay, which we were talking about all the way back in 2019 when they were doing that. And, of course, you weren't hearing any of that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, were you?
No, no. Well, truth from them? You got to be kidding me.
Yep. So, all righty, very good. Well, we've known all of this. This whole thing, you know, talking about the weather very quickly. Do you remember about 3 years ago, Bill Gates came out and said he's going to save the planet and stop the global warming by making sure that by stopping the sunlight,
he was going to block the sunlight so the earth couldn't warm, right?
Well, he's been trying to do that. It's been happening. We've been going for long periods of time. And the idea is if, remember what they always tell you, if it's planned, people will accept it. And unfortunately, we have a completely and totally corrupted government, from the White House to the Pentagon to the Department of Justice, the CIA, the FBI have become totally corrupted.
We got the best government money can buy. George Soros' money, some of the other leftist billionaires, why it's the best government we can afford.
Absolutely. That's where it's at.
Hey, you want to hear some good news? We got the Freedom Caucus is standing up and saying, you know, we are not going to compromise on this expensive budget that we can't afford, especially if the borders stay open before these 13 Congress critters go along with anything. They want the borders shut down and closed, and they are threatening to shut down the government until somebody wakes up. And I think that's brilliant. Finally, somebody has some backbone, some courage, and they say some of the other Rhino Republicans are all, they use a word I can't say, something about very pee-offed, and they're all upset. But, why would we want to fund a government that's allowing an invasion and insurrection coming across our border daily, overwhelming our cities, breaking the budgets of all the major cities, destroying the culture, all these other things. Why would we want to finance the government? Because they're the ones that are, you know, stop paying any money to Homeland Security, stop paying the people. They can't do anything if they don't have a job, right?
Right, and that's why Trump said the first thing he's going to do when he gets back in office. In fact, he did an excellent program tonight in the town hall meeting out there. The first thing that's going to happen when he gets back in, he's going to fire over 200,000 federal employees. These are all bloodsuckers.
Hey, we might just get the government under control and be able to afford the government. Oh, we just did what? Last week we did a story. The government offices average 25% or less occupancy in all the different buildings. These people aren't working. They're working from home, and a lot of these jobs you can't do from home. They're getting paid to sit at home and not work in the most part. And just think what I can't remember the figures, but the amount of money they were spending to heat and cool these empty buildings that could be sold to pay off some of the national debt, you know, it's a disgrace. So here we have, you know, again, proof we don't need all those people. They're not there working anyway.
Right. Here's the thing, Joe. I got to tell you this quickly, and then we're going to need to give the invitation for tonight. Going back from 2019 to 2023, the number of excess deaths among young Americans in the first 9 months of 2023, listen to this, just the first 9 months, is 158,000 higher, Joe. And that's just for this year, or for 2023, 158,000 than the same period in 2019. So what started happening in 2019? Well, they were doing what? They were giving those shots, weren't they?
Shots, right? The COVID shots, yep.
Okay.
Biden was in office and made mandatory COVID shots.
So there you go.
All the hospitals, all government employees, all the hospitals, military.
All right. So here's what the article says. This is an article by Laura Harris out of the Home and Cancer magazine. It says that the number of unexpected excess deaths in the first 9 months of 2023 is about 158,000 higher than the same period in 2019 and has even surpassed the combined losses, either has compassed the combined losses from every conflict since the Vietnam War. A report of the Society of Actuaries disclosed the concerning find. The SOH reports, which is used by insurance companies to inform their decisions, found that the excess deaths are disproportionately affecting young working-age individuals. You don't suppose that's got a lot to do with myocarditis, do you?
All these young people that are having heart attacks and sudden deaths. How many we talked about had sudden deaths, and they were within less than 14 days after taking the poison poke?
Yeah, you know what, this is a good article. I'm going to have to finish this later, so go ahead, Joe. How much time do I have, Style? Joe, you got 5 minutes to give a good invitation. Do it,
All
Joe.
Right. One of the most important words to me in the world is a word called redemption. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he, talking Jesus, might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, jealous of good works. Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 1 Peter 1:18-19, for as much as ye know ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot, redeemed. We had redemption in our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, Romans 3, 23 and 4, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteousness of God in him. That is one of those, that's 2 Corinthians 5, I'm sorry. Jesus came. He was the only begotten Son of God. He came to this earth to what? To take upon his sinless, spotless soul the sins of the whole world. And he took those sins with him to the cross. And when he died, he took my place. He took Pastor Ernie's place. And he will take your place. He took your place if you'll accept his offer of redemption. He paid the price. He became the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the whole world. He died. God had to turn away from his only begotten Son. Couldn't stand to look at the sin on the cross. Christ died this horrible death in our place. And yet he is now the risen Lord, sitting at the right hand of the Father. By him and through him all things in heaven and earth consist. Continue on. And he's offered us redemption, and with redemption comes everlasting life. But we have to do something. We have to call upon God, the Father, and with a repentant heart, tell him that we're sorry that it was our sin to put his Son upon that cross. We are truly, truly sorry that he had to die for us. And ask God the Father for forgiveness. And if we do it truly repentant, he will forgive us. And then we can call upon his Son, the Messiah, the Christ, and ask him to become Lord of our life. Give ourselves to him freely, willingly, without, you know, reservation. And ask Jesus to be our Lord, to come dwell in us. And he will, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
1 minute, Joe.
Through that spiritual baptism, we become born-again believers. We become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God. We become, Scripture said, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb if we accept the offer that was given us. And I'll tell you, when I accepted the Lord as my Savior, changed my life, it has been so great, so wonderful, so much more happy, joy in my life than I'd ever felt before. And I wish the same for everyone out there. But you have to decide to let Jesus into your heart. You're the one that has to call on the Father. You're the one that has to repent and ask for redemption of your sin. Do it tonight, because you may not have a tomorrow, right, Pastor?
Absolutely, and everything you just said, Joe, is because of what God has said. And we've been trying to get this the reality. There are absolutes, folks, and God's Word, the Bible, is the absolute truth.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
that's why I quoted Jesus, all the
right.
quotes
well,
from him and about him.
Until tomorrow, we're out of time, so we got to say good night.
Good night.
We got to say God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always,
always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.